The redistricting committee began public hearings on Tuesday in Pasco, in the middle of a litigation regarding the violation of the Washington Voting Rights Act 2018. The committee is working on the electoral district maps that it will be presented next week. The committee members remarked that they would listen to community recommendations, not discuss the litigation. They will also review the current map, look at the census data, and make determinations according to the Washington state law. Felix Vargas, who is appointed for the redistricting process, expressed his perspective.
We're not picking winners. We should not pick winners. We should not pick losers. We should follow the law. We should level the playing field so that every citizen, every voter, has an equal opportunity to elect his or her candidate to be commissioner.
Displaying maps options during the meeting, before the public voiced its opinion, disturbed some citizens. Another concern was the apparent lack of information regarding the county data necessary for working on the task entrusted to them. According to the committee members, they presented the map options as ideas to start the discussion. They remarked there are no drawn maps officially presented. An aspect that stood out was the repeated request to hold meetings and provide information in Spanish. Some residents think that holding meetings only in English in a county with a Latino majority deprives community members from participating and presenting their views.
I keep hearing that people are not getting information. So if I'm somebody speaking Spanish, how do I get this information that's being provided? But if we're trying to reach the Latino community, how can I access that? Is it being accessible in Spanish too?
Translation services will be available during the hearings. However, it seems not to be enough. Some people reported feeling intimidated as one of the aspects that could prevent Latinos from speaking in public. Gabriel Portugal, one of the plaintiffs with the Latino Voter Rights Project and a longtime resident of Pasco, said,
"When you translate from English to Spanish, there is the intimidation. But if you translate from Spanish to English, let's say all these folks were listening to us, estamos hablando en español y tuvieran que tener, poner atención en lo que estaba diciendo el que está hablando. ¿Qué está diciendo? ¿Se lo están traduciendo al inglés? You'll be lost or you'll be intimidated and you'll be angry at one point in time because you do not understand what's going on."
For Latino community members, opening spaces that create trust and allowing them to express their voice in Spanish is key. Public hearings continue throughout the week in Connell and Mesa. If the committee follows the recommendations, it will schedule meetings in Spanish in Central or East Pasco. It would allow non-English speakers to share their ideas freely in their language. For NWPB, I'm Johanna Bejarano.